Perek Yud Aleph Pasik Yud Zayin. L'chein therefore, MR. Okay, so here we are in the middle of Hashem. Hashem is giving Musa to the people living in Yerushalayim, telling them that how dare they look down upon the people who went into Golus, the Aseres HaShvatim, how dare they say about them that they're gone. Rachakumi al Hashem. They have been distanced from Hashem, and they're never coming back, and they should get what they deserve, and we will possess their land. We will take over their property. Hashem is very disturbed with such a comment, with such words. Therefore, Hashem first said yesterday, Hashem said it's not so. Even though they've been distanced to foreign lands, I'm going to be for them a mikdash me'at. And now the pasuk goes on, pasuk yitzayin, l'chein, therefore, and bar koyamar Hashem, viki viki batzti eschem min ho'amim, I will gather you from the nations, v'yosafti eschem min ho'arotzos, and I will gather you in. Two different expressions. Viki batzti means to get assembly, translate over here, assemble. And then v'asafti means to gather. I'm not exactly sure the difference between these two words. I will gather you eschem min ha'aretzos asher nifotzosem bohem, which you have been dispersed. V'nosati lochem es admas Yisrael, and I will give you the land. I once again will give you the land of Yisrael. Let's see the Mitzudos Pasuk Yitzayin. Pasuk says, Lochein emar hoil since va'omrim sh'anshei ha'golios ha'ila lo yashuvu li'olam li'artzam. Behem Yeshua, since you, the people of Yerushalayim, claim that the people who went into Golus are never coming back, and you will take over their land. L'chein emar lehem koyamar Hashem v'ki batzti v'tzun lehemar. Kein omar Hashem v'chein yaseh. So says Hashem, so shall he do v'ekabetz eschem. It's not so. I will gather v'oz achzir lochem es admas Yisrael v'al yidei ha-Mashiach ye'omer. According to the Mitzudos, this refers to the times of Moshiach. Okay, Rashi, there is none. There is no Rashi. Let's see the Radak, Pasuk Yedzan, Lachin, therefore, Ebar Keneged Aseres HaShvatim Shkolu Techila. Tell them these words, V'kibatzi Yeschem Al Golus HaShvatim Omar Zos HaNevuah Loi Al Golus Bavel. This Nevuah was said in reference to the Golus of the Aseres HaShvatim. V'lo'isan Shohayu Mevazim Yosha Yushalayim Viser Kibbutz Golusam. To those to whom the people of Yerushalayim were despising, Hashem is addressing, and Hashem is saying, it's not so. Don't listen to these people in Yerushalayim. Hashem says, you will one day return. This was not so for the Oilei Bavel. Okay, so this was not so for the people who came back from Bavel. So this refers to the people who are the Aseres HaShvatim. So what appears over here is that according to the parish of the Radak, we have here an explicit pasuk that says there will be restoration for the Aseres HaShvatim in the times of Moshiach. Okay, so this is machlokes in the Gemara. Will the Aseres HaShvatim one day return? There's one opinion that says no, one opinion that says yes. According to the way we've learned, so according to the Mitzvot Radak, it appears this pasuk over here is saying yes. So says Hashem, I will gather you from the nations, I will gather you from the foreign lands which have been dispersed, and I will give you a portion in the land of Yisrael. So I do not know, you have to look in the Mefarshim, I do not know how the opinion who says that the Aseres HaShvatim will never return, how they understand this pasuk, which seems clearly to state that there will be a redemption for the Aseres HaShvatim. Okay, let's go. So the machine's not working? You'll hear back? I'll make it loud over here. Now, okay, I'll make it loud on this. Okay. Because before there was a lot of feedback. All right. Sorry. Okay, let's see. Pasuk Yud Ches. Pasuk Yud Ches says, Uvahu Shaba, and they will come there. They siru es kol shikut seha. Okay, so Uvahu Shaba means they will come there. Where is there? There is, I guess it refers to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, they're going to return. They're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. They siru es kol shikut seha. They will remove all of their abominations. The es kol toyav secha mimena, and all of their sins will be removed from them. Let's see the Mitzudos Lo Pasuk Yuches. The pasuk the siru ritzol lema hashikutzi v'hatoyavoy sanaseba. Ata now yasiru mitoycha kolaymar oz lo yeh naseba oid. When they come back to Eretz Yisrael, time of Mashiach, they will no longer do averos. Okay, there is no Rashi, Radak, Pasuk Yud Ches, Uvoshama, Nechleka, Hamila, B'Tircha. V'chein, V'yetzei, Noyach. I don't know what this means, B'Tircha. What do you have in your girsa? In my girsa, I have. I'm reading from the Radak pasuk Yud Ches. Okay, I'm reading the Radak pasuk Yud Ches. Nechleka hamila b'tircha. Do you have that?
Yeah.
What do you have? Tircha?
Yeah.
I think it should be b'tipcha. Okay, I think it should be b'tipcha. So if you go look at pasuk Yud Ches,
you don't spell tircha that way.
So vahu 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 shama. So we break up the two words. Uvahu is a tipcha, like vayetze noyach. V'inun asara b'ta'ama. There are 10 like this. I'm not sure what that means. Whatever this means. Let's next.
Have to go back to Noah to see what the
I think it's vayetze noyach. It's a tipcha on the word vayetze. Vayetze. Vayetze, it's a tipcha on Vayetze, and the Noach is an esnachta, just like here where it says Uvahu Shama. He's comparing this to that expression there in Parshas Noach. Okay, S Kol Shikutzecha. I'm going to close it. Get some noise later. Downstairs. Yeah, it's noisy here also. We're on the phone.
It is Vayetze.
Vayetze with a...
And if it goes to
okay. Okay, the next words are... it's called Shikutzeha. Hashikutze v'hatoevo she'asu b'chem ha'goyim b'hem shikutze ha'akum. All of the abominations which the goyim did ki biyadatia bevo hagula vayimtzu hashikutzim hashikutzim ba.
By the way, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think the difference between kibatzti and biyosafti is a you know, one is to gather the people, but then you have to gather the people from within the other people, make realize that you are not the same, you are different than they are. So to gather you as a mixed, you know, you're too much with the goyim to separate you from the goyim itself. And one is a physical gathering of separating you from the people, but it doesn't mean you have separated yourself mentally. And one turn of meditation and the other is what I'm thinking. I mean, that's my thought.
A selection within a selection.
Right.
Double selection. First gather the group, and then within the group you gather the individuals.
Now you have to change your mindset.
Okay, very good. Okay, the next words, I'm in the Radak. I'm in Pasuk Yud Ches. I'm in the Radak. I'm where it says the words is Dibur HaMaschil Eskol Shikutzecha HaShikutzim VeHatoyevois She'asu B'chem HaGoyim. And when you return, when the Aseres HaShatim return in the time of Mashiach, they're no longer going to do the abominations that they were accustomed to when they lived among the nations of the world. Veheim, they are Shikutze Akum. These are the abominations of the Zara Ki B'yodotia Bebo HaGu'ula. So he's saying over here something very frightening, that when the Gu'ula comes, the people, the Aseres HaShvatim, are still going to be accustomed to doing Avodah Zarah. They're still going to be accustomed to doing Averos. And when they return at the time of Mashiach, they're going
they've
to...
They've been lost all this time?
That's what it seems to say. That's what he's saying. He's saying even at that time, they're going to be used to doing these Averos. The Yimsu HaShikutzim Ba, and they will discover the Shikutzim will be amongst them. The Hi Nishchasa, and then they're going to destroy it. Ki olav nemar gam kein, it says in the Neil of Losseis Shikutz Shoimim, to make the abominations desolate. So when Mashiach comes, that's when the process will first begin. We sometimes are we imagine that we'll first cleanse ourselves from our shikutzim and be worthy of Mashiach coming. He says, no, not necessarily. Mashiach will come while the people are still mired in chait. And then Mashiach himself will bring a process of bringing them into Eretz Yisrael and retraining the people not to do these, re-educating the people not to do these averos. Okay, let's see over here, Pastor Yutes.
One more thing. It seems from these proportions that when they come back to the land, according to the Radak, the Goyim will be occupying it, because if you say the Shkatzim, the Shkutzei and all that, if that was put there by the Goyim, that means the Goyim are occupying the land.
No, maybe what it means is that when they will come back, the people from the foreign lands, they'll take with them in their suitcases their Shikutzim.
That's not,
Isn't that what it says?
I don't think that's what.
Look, let's read the words again in the Radha.
They would come back to a land.
They'll come back to a land and then.
Goyim had placed
the shikutsim within it. Now look at the Radak. Let's look at the Radak more precisely. Eshikutzeva, hashikutsim v'hatoivos she'osu bohem hagoyim v'hem shikutsi akum ki biyodot tiye bebohagula. It will be in her hand. So who's in her hand? The hand of the land? You're saying the Eretz Yisrael? Maybe. Or the people. V'yimtsu hashikutsim bo v'hi nishchosa ki olav nemar gamkein v'lasei shikuts shomeim. Maybe you're right. So maybe it means that when the gula comes, the land will still be occupied by the goyim, and the goyim will have in the land shikutsim, which now will need to be cleansed by Mashiach and by those who return.
That's a very scary thought, to think that the Eretz Israel will be occupied by the goyim.
Well, it is today to some degree.
It's occupied by.
Not occupied. I mean, first of all, we don't have the whole Eretz Yisrael. Part of Eretz Yisrael, we only have from the biblical Eretz Yisrael, only a portion.
I think you're not getting technical.
All right, so like the West Bank, What? So that's really part of Eretz Yisrael. Go up north, Lebanon. Is Lebanon really part of Eretz? I don't know. Inchanan, whatever this means will yet to be discovered, hopefully very soon. Pasuk Yutes.
When we came back there, it was abandoned and desolate, and that was the history.
Right.
While we were in Golis, nobody wanted it.
Right.
So to say, it's strange to say or to think that it would be occupied
by Goyim when we were away. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. Here's a different idea. You're right. I don't know. Interesting. Okay, now we come to Pasuk Yitzchak, the very famous Pasuk. We say this in davening. V'nosati lohem lev echad. I will give you one heart. V'ruach chadosha etein bikirbam or bikirbechem, it's kivirsiv. V'hasirosi lev ho'even mibisaram, I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh. V'nasati lohem lev basa, I'll give them a heart of basa. Let's see the mitzvot of the pasuk in test. Lev echad. Ritzon Elohim, amar lo yeh oid libam cholok u'mesupok lahamim b'Hashem. This is very interesting. What does it mean echad? So if you wouldn't see this in Mitzudos, you would probably think it means Achdos. Everyone's going to be on the same page. You have Lev Echad. Normally, everyone knows the joke, if you have two Jews in one room, you have three opinions.
Four opinions.
Right?
More?
Four opinions. Okay, so I remember they did construction in one of these shuls they used to daven in. So the person who was the president, whatever he was, he got up and he said, the number of opinions I've gotten, I've received, I don't remember the exact words, it's very clever what he said, but he's saying the opinions, the criticism and the suggestions, the opinions of exactly how to do the renovation is just off the charts. The amount of money I've collected is zero. Everyone is telling me exactly how to do it, which contractor to hire and which design and which this and which that, but no one's willing to give me any money to help out in the construction. Okay, so here you would think Lev Echad means that everyone here is together, this Achdos, and how they're going to go about and do tshuva. That's not what the Mitzudos says. Lev Echad means there's only one God. A person has a conflict, he has emunah difficulties. He doesn't necessarily believe in Hashem. Maybe there's another force out there in the world that controls events. So when it says their hearts will no longer be divided. It's an amazing idea where a person is able to have emunah pshut in Hashem, ki b'chol lev yaminu b'Hashem, they'll believe in Hashem with their entire heart.
You mean like at Sinai?
Well, not like at Sinai. Because at Sinai it was lev ki ish echad b'lev echad, there it was achdus. That's exactly what I'm trying to say, that it's not like Sinai.
Yeah.
Sinai, there, the Echad means Achdos. Everyone was together. Everyone was on the same page. And here, that's not the issue. Here, the issue is that people should believe in one God, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and not have doubts in Emunah that there's more than one God. God does good, and there's another force that brings evil. the most simple shot. I mean, I always think about this now. What is the big kavana? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So you know, Hashem is one. What does that mean? He's one. He's one. He's Echad Aleph here in this world. It's one. Ches is on the eighth heaven. He's in all four corners of the world. All the Hashem that is currently Elokeinu, our God. The day will come when he will be the God over the entire world. Right now, there are nations, there are people who don't believe in God, believe in idols, who believe in all these crazy things. The day will come when, just like today, he is Elokeinu, the day will come when he will be one. So I just heard two people talking, a person talking amongst themselves, and ever since I heard this, that's the only thing I think about whenever I'm able to have kavana is, in life, there are good times and there are bad times. Sometimes you have a good day, and sometimes you don't have a good day. Things don't go your way, and you suffer, and there's pain. A person has to recognize Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's the same God who brought you, who gave you, blessed you with good, is the same God who is bringing upon you nisyonos, difficulty. And you have to recognize that there's a purpose, even though we don't know what the purpose is, but it's, don't think, yeah, Hashem does for me the good. And when Hashem, when things don't go my way, Hashem was not there. He was out for lunch. He was out for lunch, he was doing something else, and Mimela, chance, or the forces of evil, the Satan, the Sitra Achra, overcame me and brought upon me suffering. No. Hashem is the one who is making you suffer. Why is he making you suffer? Well, Hashem has his reasons. We don't understand his reasons. The same God who brings good is the God who brings a person to difficulty for his reasons. And that's exactly what the Mitzudo Sav is explaining the Pshat and the Pasuk, that when Mashiach comes, I'm going to give you a Lev Echad. You'll be able to be makir, that there is one God, and the one God is in control of everything, not good, not bad. Because I believe in ancient times, Avodah Zarah, is there are two gods. There's a God for day, there's a God for night. There's a God for the forces of good, and there's a God for the forces of evil. This is what's called Z. No, not wow. Zen. There's something called, the name of this type of idolatry is, it begins with a Z.
Zoroastrianism.
How do you pronounce that again? No, but it's more than that. It's an idea of parallel worlds. Parallels. There's forces of good, right, and there are forces of evil. Two completely different gods.
It's practiced in Iran.
It's practiced all over Flatbush also. Two different gods. Force of good, force of evil, and we have to acknowledge Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Boyre Yoim, Vorei Choshech. Hashem.
That's the tithe from the Gra, what do you call it, the end of Hazinu. It's mentioned. Ani Yom Mitzvachayem, Ochasli Bani Yerpa. I do everything.
Everything. One stop shopping. Everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is how the Mitzudos David is translating the words over here in the pasuk Lev Echad. Okay, Ritzon Eloi, Ma Lo Ye Oy B'Libam Cholik U'Mesubik B'Lahan V'Hashem Ki B'Chol Lev Yaminu B'Hashem Ruach Hadasha Ritzon Chadash L'Leches B'Chukai, a desire to follow in Hashem's ways.
What I think the Malbim is saying is over here is along those lines, V'Asirosi Lev Oevim K'Lei Yisrael V'Ram She'oref. And with, they give them a change of heart, so to speak, soften the heart, so that you're able to accept Ochocho. And now you won't be that stubborn anymore.
Be receptive.
Right.
Kalev ho'even, lev kasha. What is this guy? That over here, a spider. This guy is scaring me over here. 1 second, everybody. I don't want to kill it, but I don't want you to disturb me. So, I'm going to dispose of it. I must have killed it. Alright, chaval. I wanted to listen to the shir, but it came too close. Lev ho'even, lev kasha ka'even, mibisadim is an alaymar migufam. Okay, lev basar, lev. I'm reading the Mitzudos Tov in Pasuk Yutes. Lev basar, rach kibasar ritzoinai. Loimar muchna v'noyach, a person has to be humble, to be receptive to hearing the words of Hashem. Okay, let's see what it says in the Rashi. Pasuk Yutes Lev Basar, Lev Rach v'noyach lehikana, a soft heart, and a heart that's easy to likana, to be subdued, to listen to the words of Hashem. Radak, Pasuk Yutes, v'nasati lohem lev echad, sheyiyu lohem lev echad liyira es Hashem, Lo haya oid lo libam poine el ha toevois. El libam yiyem miyuchud miyuchad lekel levado. That's not what the Mitzudos. Mitzudos was much deeper. Over here, according to the Radak, Radak is saying that they have split lives. They have double lives. To the public, they prepare to be nice, fine people with black hats, nice dark clothing, and they shuckle 3 times a day in Shemona Esrei. And you go home, you have a secret life. You have to avoid. So Hashem, leiv echad. You're only going to have avoidas Hashem. Everything's going to be the same inside out transparency. That's not what the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos is much deeper. Mitzudos is that in Emuna, in your Emuna, you're going to be able to be makir that both the good and the bad all come from Hashem.
I always had the impression that the stone part of the heart was on the outside, and inside there was that good, that soft heart.
Inherent good.
So that the stone heart would be peeled away and reveal the
inside. But the pasuk says, he yates there.
What you suggest was the other way around.
What do you mean the way around? What do you mean?
I suggested that to the outside, you appear to be a nice human being.
No, that's your conduct. I don't mean on your conduct. You appear to be a nice person.
That's the symbol of it.
Okay, no, I wasn't referring to the person's the heart. That's too complex for me. But in the Chazal says, the pasuk says, "Ki yetzer leiv ha'adam ra min u'rav." So there's evil deep down inside as well.
No, it means the yetzer hara is there strongly. That doesn't necessarily reflect the true heart of a Jew.
Okay, let's see. Leif or Evan, Chazak Evan, Belakabel. Listen to the next again. I'm reading further in the Radak. I'm in the Radak in Pasuk Yutes. Whoever would like to follow along. Leif or Evan, Chazak Evan, Belakabel Toichochos Musar. It's hard like a stone from receiving Musar. Leif Basar, Kya Basar Rach V'yel Libam Rach Belakabel Musar. Their heart will be soft to accept Musar. V'tagi Minasan V'ispar Liba. I'm going to break the heart. Dir Shi'aya. That which the Hava takif ke'avino, that is hard like a stone, ki ba'amud, as we have explained above. So saying these all, it's very straightforward. Let's see the pasuk chaf. There it's the circle, to remove the outer impediment.
Yeah.
Pasuk chaf. Leman, why am I going to do this to you? Leman b'chukosai yelechu, so that you shall go in my chukim. V'yes mishpatai yishmeru, you shall guard my mishpatim. V'yasu esam, v'hayu li la'am, and you will be to me as a nation. V'ani ehye lohem leilo kim, and I will be to you as a god. Let's see the Mitzudos in Pasuk chaf. Leman, ba'oifan sheyelchu b'chukosai v'yishmeru mishpatai b'libam yasu esam, so that they shall go in my laws, and they shall guard everything that I teach them. To believe in me and to guard my mitzvahs, to save you. Let's see, Rashi pasuk chaf, there is none. Radak pasuk chaf, leman mivuhu, itself understood. Okay, pasuk lamed chaf aleph. Pasuk lamed aleph says, v'el leiv shikutzehem v'tsoy avoysehem libam haleich, and to the heart that. The shikutzehem, the toevosim, where their hearts are following in the shikutzim and the toevos. Darkom b'roisham nasati. Concerning those people who, there's repetition, it says twice the word leiv, the el leiv in the beginning of the expression, and in the end of the expression it says libam haleich. So it would be easier to translate the pasuk as saying it, to put those four words together. The el leiv, libam haleich, concerning the heart, which travels, which is inclined, which is drawn towards the middle words, the shikut sehem, the soy avoy sehem. What's going to happen to these people? Darkom b'roisham nasati, I'm going to punish them. They're going to get what they deserve. Ne'um Hashem Elokim. Let's see pasuk chaf of the mitzvah stav via leiv. Return to leimar. Avol Hoanashim Horashoim Hanisharim Biushalaim Ashalibam Halech El Tuch El Toch Tochios Hashikutsim Ve Toya Evois. Those Rishoim who live in Yerushalayim that refuse to abandon Avodah Zarah and they direct their hearts towards the abominations, Lo Yashiru Bo Lo'olam L'Reshes Chalkam, they will not remain forever to possess their possession. Ki Gimul Darkam Etein B'Rosham, they will get what they deserve, V'Yiglu Mimena, and they will be exiled from the land, L'Morek Avoinam, to cleanse them from their sins. Okay, pasuk of Aleph in Rashi, the alev shikut sehem, the oisam asher alev shikuts v'toyavoyts libam hoylech, shenisharu b'Yerushalayim, shlo golu golu v'toya v'toyim ba'akum v'shikutsim. Those people who remain in Yerushalayim and continue to worship idols, what's going to happen to them? Darkam b'resham nasati she'oitzi alehem cheref. I'm going to bring upon them the sword, the shevi, and captivity, the yelchu begoyla, and they will go into exile. Pasuk of Aleph in the Radak, the alev shikutzehem, the el asher heim b'Yerushalayim. Concerning those that still live in Yerushalayim, ata shulach libam lelev shikutzehem, v'to avosehem, who follow after the abominations, what is going to happen to them? Darkam b'resham nosati. I will give them what they deserve. Kiloimar, Oshiv, Gimulam, Bereisham, Uperish Lev, Shikutsehem, Kilu Libam, Choluk, Lishne Levavos. When it says here the heart of their abominations, it refers to people who have a double life. Kemosh Amar Elio Loidabal, Admosai, Atem, Paisichim, Al Shtei Hasiifim. How long are you going to take both sides? Vihinam, Libam, Choluk, Bahadik, Haratzon, Haratzon, Achar, Shikutsehem, Yoiser. And their hearts are divided, and they're going towards the other side. They're following after the ways of sin. Okay, so therefore, it's all self-understood. These things are very, really, very easy. Pasuk Chaf Beis. Okay, so now that Hashem, hello Dennis, welcome back. Good to see you. Now that we have gone through these psukim, Hashem is basically in these last series of psukim. Hashem has given very great chizuk to the people who have gone into Golus, specifically according to the Mitzudos and Rash and then Radak, the Aseres HaShvatim, you need not worry. The day will come when you return to Eretz Yisrael. You'll repossess your land, and the people, the Avodah Zarah that is in the land, will be uprooted. Everything will be good in the end of days. And at this point in time, the Nevu is coming to an end, and now the Kruvim are going to the next stage. They're moving along, as we learn in these psukim, the Shechina is departing from the Kodesh HaKadoshim stage by stage, little by little. It first went from the Kruvim to the threshold of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then it went from the threshold of the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Heichal, and then from the Heichal enters the Heichal into the Azara, and now it's going, here it says, Vayisu HaKruvim Al Kanfehem, the Kruvim were lifted up, Kanfehem, the Kruvim lifted up their wings, V'hoifanim le'umasam, and the four wheels that were beneath the Kruvim followed in tow, U'chvoid Elokei Yisrael aleihem b'lamola, and the honor of Hashem was visible from above. Let's see the Mitzudos David Pasichov days. V'ayisu ha'kruvim heirimu kanfehem l'stalik menamokim ahu, the Kruvim lifted up their wings to depart. Le'umasam, following the Kruvim were the Oifanim. Le'umas ha'kruvim v'shaveh lohem aleihem, and then the Shechina was appeared upon the Kruvim al ha'kruvim. Let's see what it says in Rashi Pasuk Chav Beis. There is Vayisu ha'kruvim. La'achar shagomar dvorov elai nistalek. After Hashem concluded speaking to me and giving me this message to deliver to the people. I'm reading Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Chav Beis. The after Hashem finished speaking to me, the Kruvim now, the Shechina is now beginning to depart into the next stage. Let's see the Radak, Pasuk of Beis, Vayisu, Kvar, Perash, Nu'inyan. This already has been explained before. All the various stages of the Histalkus, the departure of the Shechina. Let's see Pasuk of Gimel. Yeah.
This Pasuk has the elements of what we say in Davening.
The Chayos, yeah.
Do Misnasim, we have by Yisu, Misnasim, Liumas,
We don't have Seraphim here. Okay, but we don't have Chayos. The Kruvim here are the Chayos, right here.
It's got terminology, the Umasam by Yesu.
Where is Lumasam? There's no Lumasam here.
Yeah, there is a name
Lumasam. Oh, Lumasam. Okay, Lumasam. Name Lumasam. Okay. Well, that was the beginning. That was Perek Aleph, right? That was Perek Aleph.
I'm just saying.
This is already, we mentioned the Merkava multiple times. There are two major sections of the Merkava. And here we're just referring to the different stages of the...
Maybe it's woven around, this kind of...
Okay. Pasuk of Gimel, Vayal Kvod Hashem Me'al Toichu Ir. The honor of Hashem ascended from above the center of the city. Vayamoid Al Hohor Asher Mikedem Lo'ir. So here, again, this is a stage. This is another stage in the departure of the Shekhinah. It's now leaving the city, and it's now going to the mountain. The mountain on the east side. So what's the east side? That's Har HaZeisim. Now when you go to the Kosel Hamaravi is the west side. What's on the opposite side? That's Har HaZeisim. Har HaZeisim. So over here, the Shekhinah is now going to Har HaZeisim. Let's take a look at what it says. So it says over here in the Mitzudot Stavit Pasik Chof Gimel. Vayal. Vayal over here means Nistalek. Me'al Toichir, it departed from the center of the city. Al-Hahar, Hu Har HaZeisim, Ha'oimei B'Mizrach Ha'ir. Okay, let's see. Rashi, there is none. Radak, Pasuk of Gimel. Vayal, Ki Mishar Beis Hashem Nosa, El Toichir. Because remember, there are many stages of where the Shekhinah, of how the Shekhinah has departed. It did not depart in one shot. At this moment in time, before it lifted up, it was at the Pesach, it was by the Shar of the Beis Hashem, which I'm assuming means it was by the Shar Nikinar. It was right outside of the Azara. It went El Tocho Ir. V'im loy Niskar. V'me'al Tocho Ir. Olo.
Niskaru.
I have a different Girasa. Okay, what do you have? Niskaru?
Yeah.
V'im loy Niskaru. I know what that means over there. V'im loy Niskaru. I don't know what that means. V'me'al Tocho Ir. Olo. V'oman Al Hahar. Asher Mikedem Lo'ir now went from the mountain to the east side of the city. V'hine, hu misuluk min ho'ir, v'shav lo el mekoymen hashamayim, and then it went to heaven. U'perush me'al toich ki lamala, above me'aretz, ro'o oiso yicheskel su'a the merkava above the earth. K'mo she'omar v'yeroimu min ha'aretz le'inai, it was uplifted from the earth in my presence. V'ha'or hazeh hu har hazeisim. It rested upon Har HaZeisim. So that gives a whole new appreciation to Har HaZeisim. You go to Eretz Yisrael, so of course they have the Beis HaMikdash, the Kosel, Har HaBayis. But it's interesting is that we find that the Shekhinah was resting on Har HaZeisim.
So obviously it wasn't
a cemetery. It was the cemetery at that point. I'm L'choy right, because the L'choy of the Makom Tumah, it would not be, I guess so. But Har HaZeisim is a holy place, not just because there are holy people buried there. This is the last place where the Shekhinah was.
The Par was
stored on Har HaZeisim, correct?
It was called Har HaZeisim because there were a lot of
olive trees.
They used them to burn down the base of Mikdash.
The Goyim, they took them from those trees for the. But it's interesting that this was the last place, at least in the Bayis Rishon, the last place where the Shekhinah was on this world. The Shekhinah was primarily in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but as it departed, its last staging area, its last rest stop in this world was Har HaZeisim. So that's obviously very significant in the Kedusha of that Mokrim. Okay, let's now go to the next. We did the Radak. Let's go to Pasik Chof Dalet. Yecheskel says, so now that he was winding down this Nevuah, this is a very long Nevuah, went through many, many problems, spent a lot of time on this, where Hashem took him from Bavel in Mara HaNevuah to Eretz Yisrael to show him in detail the terrible sins that are taking place in the Beis HaMikdash. There are 25 people bowing down to the sun with their backs exposed to the Heichal. all of the shikutzim etched into the wall, the women worshipping the Tammuz, the kina hamakan, the semel kina hamakane, the image of the idol that was along the staircase of the base coming in along the north side of the Azara. Hashem showed Yechezkel all of the terrible sins that were taking place, and Hashem said to Yechezkel that I'm going to wipe out these people, I'm going to bring a gullus. And Hashem had a discussion with him about the Aseres HaShvatim verse, the people of Yerushalayim, all of these psukim, and then he saw in very great detail exactly the Merkava that he saw departing from the Kodesh HaKadoshim was identical to the Merkava that he described in Perek Aleph, and now it's over. The Merkava departed, and now Hashem is taking Yechezkel back by the Tzitzis Roshi. When Hashem originally took Yechezkel from Bavel all the way to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem grabbed him by the Tzitzis Roshi to Eretz Yisrael, and now Hashem is taking him back from Eretz Yisrael, back where he belongs, back to Bavel. And Vayruach nisso asni, a wind carried me, vatidieni kasdima, it brought me back to kasdima, kastim, el hagoyla, to the exiles, bamare, in the vision, beruach elokim, of the spirit of Hashem, vayal meolai hamare asher isi, and the vision that lifted from upon me, what I've witnessed, it lifted up from upon me. Interesting that it says kastim here, kastima. Because that's really, I mean, this is a theme which is a general theme, and it's also a very specific theme, is where did Klal Yisrael come from? From whom did we come from? Who is our patriarch? Avraham. And where did it all begin? Where did it all begin? In Ur Kasdim. That's where it all started. When Avraham showed Nimrod, it said, Avraham, do you really believe in God? Is this thing that you're preaching to the world, that there's a God, there's a Baal Habira, Hashem is a Manik, Hashem created the world, He controls the world, you really believe in this and this? Avraham said, yes. If you really believe in it, then I'm going to put you into the fire, we'll see what happens. And he was thrown into, that's why it's called Ur Kasdim. It all started there. And what came from that? Vayomer Hashem el Avraham, lech lecha, me'artzecha, me'molatecha, me'be'savicha, el ha'aretz asher areka. And where do we end up? Eretz Yisrael. For how long did this the Beis Hamikdash was we were there for some time that we came into Eretz Yisrael. How many years was it? V'noshantem ba'aretz is 852 years, and that's after how many years? 400 years since 430 years since 432 years. So you make the calculation, what, 1200 years? And now what's happening? Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, you failed. You're a miserable failure. After all that, from the time of Avram or Kastin, and everything I've done for you, you're a failure, and therefore, you know what? Go back where you came from and start all over. Hashem did not send us into Golos to America. Hashem didn't send them to Australia. Hashem didn't send them to Greenland. How do people get here to Greenland? Australia, how do people get to Australia? Isn't that a big mystery to you?
Penal colony.
Both.
Remember the
British?
What?
It was a penal colony.
What year?
The original way to the Aborigines, how did they get there?
That's why they called it.
For some reason, I always find Australia to be the most fascinating of them all. How people got down there. Whatever it is. What? Whatever, when people, whatever it is.
Connected to Asia before.
Oh, so all you're saying Chidushim here, it split up. Global warming. How did it split? Global warming?
No, the marble.
The marble?
No.
Achves. All right. It's very, very interesting. Very interesting. How did the Indians get to America? How did they get here?
They walked from Russia.
They walked from Russia?
Yeah, there was a connection between Russia.
Very straight.
Palin. Sarah Palin took them across the bridge, right?
She saw them
traveling over the bridge. All right, whatever. But Hashem did not send us back to Golis at the Churban to all these strange places. Where did Hashem send us? Think about it. It's very bizarre. Vativieni Kasdima. Hashem took us to Kasdim. Hashem took us back to where it all started. In other words, let's try this again. Let's try this all over again. We'll go to Kasdim and we will... another machazar.
Kasdim,
yeah.
Isn't a place, it's a people.
Okay, but we're calling it Kasdima.
It's not a, I know you
But we in that why do we have to mention this? There is poetic. There's something. There's a message. This is not the only place you have this. B'chal Bavel, this custom. Why were the Babylonians the one to conquer Yerushalayim, to destroy the Beis Hamikdash? The same idea. You not after all this, after Avraham Avinu who came from Bavel, this is what you do. So go back where you belong. Hashem could have caused us to be destroyed through Mitzrayim, through Ashur. Through there are many nations, through a whole long list of nations. It was done by design. And here again, back to the Eni Kazdima, when the Merkava left, this is frightening, the Merkava now has departed. No longer is there Shechina in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore where am I find myself? Back to the Eni Kazdima, back where it all began. El Hagoyla, to the exiles, Bamare in the vision. All of this was seated in the vision, Beruach Elokim, Vayal, Neolai, Mahamara, Sharisi, and then the vision departed, and I woke up, and now, boy, do I have what to tell you. Do I have an experience? Did I have an experience to tell you, to tell the people what I've seen? Let's see, Chas Dal in the Mitzudos David. Beruach, Haruach HaNevuah, Lekochani, Misham, Vihevyani, El Eretz, Kastim. The spirit of Nevuah took me from there and brought me to the land of Kastim. In this vision, it wasn't a real real transport. This is not Star Trek. Okay, you don't beam me up. There's no.
Maybe it was.
What?
It was beaming across.
Hashem was beaming across. It has to be all of these inventions, entertainment inventions. I always believe is like a lot of them were done by Jews. Right, a lot of these things, Jews, who else would have such brilliance to make these successful star? Who created Star Trek?
Gene Roddenberry.
Is he Jewish?
No.
No Shaykhis? One day they'll say he's Jewish. Superman was created by a Jew.
Right.
That we know.
Right.
Superman. Someone told me something so stupid.
All the early comic books.
What? Jews. I'm going to tell you something that is
superheroes.
That Superman. is utter stupidity. Utter stupidity. But for some reason, I can't get it out of my mind, because the fact is that he's Jewish, and we're Jewish, you know, it's in our blood, Yad is in our blood. Why is there an S? Why is there an S on Superman? For Superman. So this fool told me, because deep down in his neshama, this person who invented Superman, which is a very powerful concept, the force, you know, it's a very deep idea, the force of good.
The portrayal of good and evil.
Good and evil, it's a very deep, deep idea of good and evil. He says, well, you have to understand, deep down in this person's neshama, he comes from Sinai, Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Tzilin, V'ro kol amers ki shem Hashem nikru alecha, v'yar mimecha, and Tzilin, Hashem's name, the Tzilin is Shakai. The most prominent feature on the Tzilin is the ois shin. Is shin. Shakai. So you don't think deep down in his conscience. I'm telling you, it's total nonsense, but I'm just telling you anyway, because there's something that's very disturbing about this to me. I don't know why. It's so foolish, but it's yet very disturbing, is that the S, this person's neshama is bubbling forth. He's introduced to the world this very fascinating concept of the force of good versus the force of evil, which is really what Yad is all about, is the koyach to overcome the Yetzirah. And his whole surah is an S, which is the same thing as a shin, which really is what we are. We are Klal Yisrael, we are the Am HaNifchar, and we wear tefillin, v'ro kol am yeretz ki shem Hashem, and the shem Hashem, we also have an S on, we carry around an S on the top of our head every single day, the letter shin. So we which is shem Hashem. Okay.
So his original name on Krypton was Kal El. Sounds like Hebrew.
Yeah, everything was Kal El.
Okay, but it's you don't know where a person's neshama subconsciously is coming forth, is breaking forth to bring out its connection.
A lot of science fiction writers were Jewish and they adopted things.
Right.
Herbert kept on talking about Kvitzas Haderech. And he meant you get from one place to another.
So where do you get it from? It's all in Tanakh. Here you see over here Yechezkel being transported from hundreds of miles, being beamed across. And here it says the ruach hanavuah yidlokachani misham vehevi el eretz rekastim b'mara ruach elokim back in the sukkos now b'mara elokim b'mara hanavuah nirali kilu hahevi el eretz kastim and the mara nevuah appeared Hashem transported me to the land of kastim. That's where he was located physically. This whole thing of going to Eretz Yisrael and witnessing all of these abominations and listening to Hashem telling or to listening to what was taking place. And the entire last like five parakim was all b'mari elokim that took place 6 years in advance of the actual korban. Now in the Mara Nevuah, I see that I'm being returned back to my location. Why does he have to take him back? Why can't he just like wake up? Think about that. Hashem, he's here in Bava. And in Bava, Hashem is taking him to Eretz Yisrael. And he's witnessing everything. Okay, the dream is over. Wake up. Oh, where am I? Oh, I'm here. It was in the Nevuah. Why is it necessary in the Mara Hanavua for Hashem? Okay, you've seen the Arkava depart. Now I'm going to show you, I'm going to take you back home. Why is that necessary? I don't know. It is strange, right? When you have a dream, and in your dream you go somewhere. I went here to this place, and had a conversation, and this happened, that happened. And then all of a sudden you wake up. So it's not a complete dream. Do you feel lacking that in your dream you did not go back from where you came from to your original location? Of course not. So why is this necessary? It is, and we have a whole pasuk telling us this.
Rabbi Levin, was Yechezkel tortured like Yirmiyah? Like
no, not to the same degree. Why? No,
he was also saying bad things are going to happen to the.
It does not. It does not appear that he was tortured. Not that I'm aware of. Maybe I don't remember. I once learned this a while ago. I don't remember. Remember that Yirmiyah was the most abused prophet.
Right.
Yeshaya was also abused. Yeshaya was second to Yirmiyah.
Right. So why was Yechezkel left alone?
Because they were busy on the run. They weren't.
They didn't have time.
Unified enough to have any kind of control.
Was too close to the Churban.
Too close to the Churban. They were concerned with survival, not.
They didn't have time. When you have your own tzaras, you don't have time to make tzaras of someone else. Rachmana, it's unfortunate. I mean, that's. Okay, let's see. Pasuk of Gimel in the Rashi. Rashi says, "Alahara Asher Mikedem Loir." We did that already. Pasuk of Dalin and Rashi. Okay, there are long Rashis here. In Pasuk, that's Gimel. So Rashi, the Mare Beruach Elokim Nidme Li Ki Ilu Achshav Hu Machzideni Mirushalayim LeBavel. In my vision, it appeared to me as if Hakadosh Baruch Hu was returning me from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Radak pasuk of Dalit Beruach Nisaan Nisaasni B'Mare Beruach Elokim Lohidia Ki HaHalicha LiYerushalayim Yeshiva LeBavel LoHoye Mamish. Here we are informing us that this trip. This transportation was not real. Ella b'mare beruach elokim nira loykein. Vayal me'olai hamara asher ve'isi. Oz also me'olai ruach hanavua v'nosan li reshus lidaber. Now the spirit of prophecy lifted from upon me, and I have permission to speak freely to the people. V'zeo shama l'mala uchidabri oyscha eftach espicho. As Hashem told him in the beginning of the Sefer, that when I speak to you, don't forget to transmit, to convey the message to the Jewish people that you are with in Bava. Pasek Chof Hei. Parah concludes, Vo'adaber El HaGoyla. I spoke to the exiles. Eis Kol Divrei Hashem Asher Her'oni. I reveal to them everything that I have seen. Mitsudos pasuk of Hey El Hagoylo El Anshe Hagolus Leman Yishluchu. Now why? What's the purpose? The Mitsudos here is coming to address a very important question. What is the purpose of Yechezkel telling this to the people of Golos, of Bavel? It would be much more important for Yechezkel to go to the people of Yerushalayim and tell them, because Yirmiyah was there. Okay, but if there's another Nevuah in Achanami, Yirmiyah was covering that part. But what's the purpose? So Mitsudos explains to us some important information. Leman, they could send letters. Even though they were in Golos, they had access to the U.S. Postal Service. And they were able to send letters to Yerushalayim. Leman yishluchu hadvarim likroivehem liyerushalayim, that the message should be relayed to the people in Yerushalayim. They should shape up so that they don't ship out. Es kol divrei Hashem, kol hadvarim asher heruhu, b'shona hashishis. Everything was shown to him in the sixth year. There was still 5 years, another 6 years to go. In the beginning of the sixth year, which means there was another 6 years to go until the Churban would actually happen. Yirmiyah is the same time. Absolutely, same time. At the same time, Yirmiyah and Yechezkel lived this. They were contemporaries. Yirmiyah was in Yerushalayim and Yechezkel was in Golos. Yes, he was giving them time before that. Yirmiyah was there already at the time of Yoshiyahu. He was there already 20. In the first pasuk of Yeshayah, of Yirmiyah, it says when Yirmiyah was giving the vua. He was giving the vua at the time of. I think he started with the time of Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu was king for 31 years. I think he says in the 13th year, if not mistaken. In the 13th year of Yoshiyahu, he was his first prophecy. So it was Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu was king for 31 years. So he started in the middle of his 31 years. And then after the death of Yoshiyahu, there was 22 more years until the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Okay, let's now take a look at Rashi. Pasuk Chav, there is no Rashi. Radak, Pasuk Chav Hei, V'adaber, Asher Hirani. Besegel, here we're going into some grammar. In Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Her Oni, there is a segel beneath the hay, ha hay, for les chavosei, and you're not going to find a similar example elsewhere. It's unique, this pronunciation. Umasha Amar Eis, called Divrei Hashem, Dovar Dvar Megillah, Ubohu El Hagoyla Tel Aviv. He's going back to the Megillah. The Megillah goes back in the beginning of the Sefer when Hashem wrote a Sefer and told him to swallow it, to eat it. Dvar Megillah. Ubohu El Hagoyla El Tel Aviv. Vishav Susha Mishamayim. He came to Tel Aviv. Hashem told him that you should lie down, go into sequester yourself. Vitzei Soy El Habiga. And then go out into the valley. Ukuchachoy Levena. And then take for yourself the kach toy levain, and take for yourself a brick, ushchivase al tzidoy, and lie there on your side for 430 days. V'daber v'dvar ha'avusim, and then tie yourself up in ropes. Udvar chitim usoirim, and you should only eat wheat and barley mixed with other types of impurities, other types of grain cooked, baked upon with the waste of animals. The head of chadok, cut off your beard and disperse it and divide it into three parts and throw it into the wind. Udzivrei hatechacha, uboli Yerushalayim. When he came to Yerushalayim, uveshuvu lebavu. When he came back to Babel, hakol amar lochem zeu eis kol divrei Hashem asher herani. So here the Radak is telling us something very fascinating, and that is here for the very first time. Okay, we finally made it here on Friday, erev Shabbos, Parashas Mishpatim, up to concluding Perek Yud Aleph. Finally, did Yechezkel relay and mention everything that he has experienced from the beginning of Sefer Yechezkel, which were a lot of things. And here in this Radak, he very, very quickly summarized everything that happened in these last 12 Pirak. Maybe let's review it again because it's so fundamental. So you said this, like all the different things. It's a very nice chazara. Go back to the beginning of the Dibur HaMaskil, when the second line, when it says, Umasha Amar is called Dibur Hashem, what does that mean? Number one, that's Dvar HaMegillah. Hashem showed him a Megillah. It doesn't say what was written on the Megillah. All it says, the Megillah had Nehi. It had different words of lamentation and sorrow. It doesn't say the text, but just the expressions of pain. And Yechezkel was shown the Megillah, and Yechezkel was told to eat it, to consume it. Next, Uvohu El Hagoyla. The next thing that Yechezkel did in the Sefer was he was told to move to travel to Tel Aviv, to go to the Goyla, to the city Tel Aviv, or the mountain of Aviv, which was where the people were living. Veshav Susham Mishamayim. And there Hashem told him, Hashem told him, I want you just to lie down, go into your home, and you should be sequestered without any contact from anyone for all this period of time. And then Hashem tells him, wake up. After 7 days, I want you to go out into the Bikah. V'tzeisa el ha-Bikah. And there, v'kachtoi levein, I want you to take for yourself a brick. I want you to make a model of Yerushalayim. And there should be all different things you go supposed to do, which is symbolic of the Churban. U'shchivasa al tzidoi. And I want you to lie there on your side, the right side, the left side, 390 days, then another 30 days, for a total of another 40 days, for a total of 430 days. And then I want you to tie yourself up in ropes, not to move during this period of time. Udvar ha'avusim. And I want you to eat during this period of time very poor quality food made from chitim usarim, dvar chitim usarim. And then I want you to cut off your beard, the ched of chada. And then I want you to give Musar to the people. And then Hashem took him in the Mara HaNavua to Yerushalayim and showed him everything that we learned in the last few parakim. v'shuvu l'Bavel. And then Hashem brought him back to Bavel, and now every single thing is what he now relayed to the people. Hakol Am Alochem Zeu Eis. That's what he means in the pasuk of the year. Eis Kol Divrei Hashem Asher Her Oni.
So let's. But he didn't describe the Ma'aseh Merkava.
Very good. Very interesting. He did not. The Radak does not mention the Ma'aseh Merkava. Very good. Interesting. So that is doesn't say that. So he didn't tell them, but we know it.
Because you ain't darshim of ma'aseh merkava.
What?
Maybe that's a remez.
Ain't darshim, but whatever it says here. Good. I don't know. Very good. Very interesting. Why did he leave that out? Did the Radak leave that out? All right. I don't know. Let's start the next parak for a few minutes. Parak Yud Beis. And now we're going to talk to a section by Yehi Dvar Shemila Lema. Ben Adam, b'soich beis hameri ato yoyshev. You are living amongst people who are rebellious. The Beis Hameri, that's the term that was used very often in reference to Klal Yisrael, the Beis Hameri. Asher, einayim lohem lirois, I have given them the gift of sight. But veloy ra'u, they don't take advantage. Oznayim lohem lishmaya, I have given them the gift of hearing. Veloy shameu, they have abused the koyach hashmi, they don't listen. Ki beis, why beis mirihema, because they are a home, a settlement of rebellion. Let's see, Pasuk Aleph in the Mitzudos David. Aleph. There is no Aleph. Can that be?
No.
There's no Aleph? No. I guess not. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk, also no Aleph in the Pasuk.
No, this is Pasuk Beis.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pasuk Beis. I didn't realize. Pasuk Beis. B'sech Beis Hameri, al anshei hagoyle yeomer. Who are the Beis Hameri? The people who are in Golis. There are how many people are in Golis at this point in time? Approximately 10,000. 10,000 people who have been relocated from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel in time of Yehoyachin, plus there were really more. There was the Golis of Yehoyachin. I do not know how many people were sent into exile during Yehoyachin.
This was the Chorosh in Damascus?
No, the Chorosh in Damascus was Yehoyachin. Oh. Yehoyachin. That was at the death of Yehoyachin, after he was exiled. Before Yehoyachin was for 3 months Yehoyachas, and before that was Yehoyachin. Yehoyachin was king for how many years? I don't remember how many years Yehoyachin was king. But during that time of Yehoyachin, during the time of Yehoyachin, there was a galus. And that and the people from that Golus were also living together with the people from Yehoyachin, so they're called the Beis Hameri. Asher einayim lohem, asher yesh lohem einayim liros bohem. The einim roim, return loymar haloi beinayim ro golusa min haaretz. Veloy lachumus, they saw the tragedy, they saw what happened to them, and they did not take musar, did not learn musar from what happened to them. Veloy shamu el divrei hanavim hamasil, they did not listen to the prophets that gave them an opportunity to do tshuva. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Beis. There is none in Rashi. Let's see the Radak. Radak, Vayid Hashem ben Adam, Einayim lohem lirois, v'loi rohu sharei rohu shogolu him. They saw they went to Golus, v'gilu lo rohu lo shamu zivrei toich choy sayich. They did not see, and they did not hear the words of Musar. V'gilu lo shamu edim machzikim yidei ha'anashonim b'yushalayim. They did not hear witnesses. Machzikim yidei ha'anashonim, strengthening the hands of the nashonim b'yushalayim. Shehayu sholchim lohem nivyeim ukesamim ki lo yiglu hanisharim. Wait, one more time. Uchi ilo shamu edim machzikim. They did not hear the witnesses. Machzikim yidei hanisharim yishalayim. Shehayu sholchim lohem nivyeim ukesnehem ki lo yiglu hanisharim. Vesham inu ha. Ushmayahu, ha person ha nachalmi, ha nechalmi, sheshalach sefarim el kol am asher b'yushalayim lehavticham al sheker.
So they sent them sort of encouraging messages saying, don't worry about it.
And instead of telling them
what Yechezkel was telling them, they sent them letters saying, hey,
everything's okay, everything is fine and good. So this is opening Musar. They abused the koyach of Shmia and Re'ia. They saw what it was meant to be seen, and they abused. And instead, they ignored what they heard
from the. What did they see?
They know. So Rashi Mitzvah says the Radak says they saw that they went to Golos. The fact that they were exiled, that should have woken them up. That we have done averos, we should do tshuva. And they heard the words of the Nevi'im telling them that they should do tshuva. They refused to pay attention to what has happened to themselves, and they refused to listen to the words of the Nevi'im. All right, we're going to stop over here with Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Gimel.